The new basketball rankings are out. I'm Chris Brento with your Basin Radio Sports Update.
Digging now between the legs, dribble over to McHale. He screens for Holte. Step back Trey from the right side wing. Splash for McHale Holte. Big time shot by McHale. He had 17 last night. He's got his first triple here this afternoon. It's 8-6. Mitchell on top by two. Drives left baseline. Finds Baker. Baker shovels it back to Deacon. Open in the near side corner. Triple. Swish for Deacon Williams. McHale Holte fades away from the right wing, just inside the arc, and buries the jump shot. A beautiful shot by McHale. He's got seven.
The Thunder Basin Bolt basketball team slipped one spot from number 3 to number 4 in this week's Coaches and Media Rankings. After starting 4-0, Thunder Basin has lost two consecutive games to two tough teams. Last week, Thunder Basin fell to Mitchell, South Dakota, and Yankton, South Dakota on the road. 4-2 Thunder Basin will host the number 1 team of the state, Cheyenne Central, next Friday night at 7:30. That game can be heard on News Radio 106.7 FM and online at basinsradio.com on the Kimmel stream.
Back iron missed. Rebound Neary. Here come the Camels. Here's Diamond. Baseline right in the short corner area. Shuffle pass to Luke. He's open. Right side corner Trey. Rattles around the rim and in. And we're tied at 6. Here's a toss to Neary. He's wide open. High right Trey. Yes! For Jefferson Neary. And we're tied at 9. Neary works in transition to Gibson in rhythm. A right corner Trey. Swish! For Gabe Gibson, the senior. That's his first triple of the year. 12-11. Campbell County has their first lead of this game.
The Campbell County Camels stayed in the Coaches and Media basketball rankings at number 5. Cheyenne East is number 3 and Sheridan is number 2. Campbell County started its year with 4 straight victories before losing 2 tough games in a row in South Dakota against Yankton and Mitchell. Saturday, January 16th, Campbell County returns to action as they will play Gearing, Nebraska on the road. The Lady Camels will also play Gearing next Saturday. Both games can be heard on 97.3 Campbell FM and online at basinsradio.com on the Camel stream. When we know the exact game times for next Saturday, we'll let you know. In the two-way polls, the Sundance Bulldogs are ranked number 3 in the state. So far this year, Sundance has a 3-1 record. In the girls' coaches and media rankings, the Thunder Basin Lady Bolts remain at number 1 for the 4th consecutive week. Thunder Basin is 5-1 after a huge 1-point win over a ranked Mitchell, South Dakota team on the road last week. Number 1 Thunder Basin will play number 2 Cheyenne Central next Friday night in Thunder Basin Gym. Coverage for that game is set for 5:45, and it can be heard on News Radio 106.7 FM and online at basinsradio.com. In the 2A basketball rankings, the Moorcroft Lady Wolves are still the number 1 team in the state. So far, Moorcroft is 4-0 this season, and tonight the Lady Wolves will look to remain unbeaten as they will play at Hewlett. Tip-off for that game is set for 5:30. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.